Wie wird man she died? 1928. Wie wird man Sister Faustina died? Remember? Huh? She died in 1938, October 5th, at 10:45 p.m. October 5th. So today the sharing is on February 10th. So 6 more months before she died. So the next paragraph is, as I was trying to make my holy hour, I saw the suffering Jesus who spoke these words to me. My daughter, do not pay so much attention to the vessel of grace as to the grace itself which I give you, because you are not always pleased with the vessel, and then the graces too become deficient. I want to guard you from that, and I want you never to pay attention to the vessel in which I send you my grace. Let all the attention of your soul be concentrated on responding to my grace as faithfully as possible. What's a vessel of grace? V-E-S-S-E-L.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a container of grace.
Yeah. So this is more important is the grace itself, not the vessel, the vessel of grace. Yeah, that means, what does it mean? I read again, as I was trying to make my holy hour, I saw the suffering Jesus who spoke these words to me. My daughter, do not pay so much attention to the vessel of grace as to the grace itself which I give you, because you are not always pleased with the vessel. And then the graces too become deficient. I want to guard you from that. I want you never to pay attention to the vessel in which I send you my grace. Let all the attention of your soul be concentrated on responding to my grace as faithfully as possible. I think look, so much attention to the sickness, to what people doing bad things for you. All this can be a channel for grace of God, of Jesus. The instrument, Don't pay so much attention on what Jesus will through, which means sometimes we pay more attention, I'm so painful, I'm so sick. So don't pay so much attention. Because through all this sickness, through all the sisters that are not doing well towards her, these are graces. There's more important. Concentrate on the grace itself, not the vessel of grace. That means the channel of grace. Because someone, you know, you might pay, Oh my Jesus, if you yourself do not soothe the longing of my soul, then no one can either comfort or soothe it. Yeah. I think this is the external things. Yeah. Your every approach arouses new raptures of my love in my soul, and also new agony. Because despite of all your approaches to my soul, even the most exceptional, I am still loving you from a distance, and my heart dies in an ecstasy of love. Because this is still not a complete and eternal union, although you commune with me so very often unveiled as if face to face. Nevertheless, you thereby open in my soul and heart an abyss of love and a desire for you, my God. And this bottomless abyss, this total desiring of God, cannot be completely filled on this earth. So sure, also on earth, you can never have a complete union with the Lord until one day we face to face the Lord. Although she said, Jesus already appeared to her face to face, but still it's not perfect. The union is not perfect on earth. We can have a full unity with the Lord, but not yet. on the day we see him face to face after our death. The Lord give me to know how much he desires the perfection of chosen souls. Now, all of you listener, because you're chosen, right? Do you believe that you're chosen? In a different way. Chosen doesn't mean to become a sister. No. Chosen because you're special. Chosen souls are, in my hand, lights which are cast into the darkness of the world, and with which I illuminate it. All stars illumine the light. So chosen souls illumine the earth. And the more perfect the soul is, the stronger and the more far-reaching is the light shed by it. It can be hidden and unknown, even to those closest to it, and yet its holiness is reflected in souls even to the most distant extremities of the world. So if you are really close, one with the Lord, that's a light there. Nobody knows, but it reflects. Do you believe that? So don't worry. They don't know what I'm doing. They don't understand. Doesn't matter. It's not the matter of how people understand. Jesus will work itself. You remember one of the experiences in 3 weeks ago in the stadium? The Bishop Tong shared one of the experiences of a Filipino maid. You remember? Did I share here? I think they are still wondering what happened. A child was asked by the parents to go to Japan for a holiday. The child said, "No, I want to go with my nanny to the church." You see, that's how, without saying, that's a light. Lighten the heart of this little boy, 8 years old. Choose, go to church, then go to Japan. You know, have too much, very, very have fun. You're fun to go to Japan, you can eat, you can do Disneyland, everything. New things. Say, "No, I want to go to church." That's a merit. Today, the Lord said to me, "Daughter, when you go to confession to this fountain of my mercy, the blood and water which come from my heart always flows down upon your souls and ennobles it. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy with great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul." So when you go to confession, you just to say some things and then to finish it. You are not going to clean yourself. You have to be with the Lord. And the Lord will give you all the graces that you need. That's confession. Every time you go to confession, immerse yourself entirely in my mercy and great trust, so that I may pour the bounty of my grace upon your soul. When you approach the confessional, know this, that I myself am waiting there for you. Jesus is waiting for you. I'm only hidden by the priest, so no matter how the priest look, I myself act in your soul. So many times when you go to confession, if you have a sincere heart, real love for Jesus, you're different. What you think, where you talk, where you're related in the confessional is very different, because you're really person to person speak to Jesus, not to the priest. Here, the mystery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Tell souls that from this font of mercy, souls draw graces solely with the vessel of trust. Vessel, instrument. If their trust is great, there's no limit to my generosity. So still, the word trust is a key word. Trust is a key word, huh? The torrents of grace inundate humble souls. The proud remain always in the poverty and misery, because my grace turns away from them to humble souls. So, even you go to confession, if you're just a human heart, if you don't really trust, you just do it merely by habit, you don't get a grace. The grace will go to other person. Jesus play fair, you know. Of course, you do something good, but not with heart, you fail. You can imagine. Heart to heart. Friday, 14th. During adoration, I heard these words. Pray for one of my students who has great need of my grace. And I recognize so and so. I prayed hard, and God's mercy embraced that soul. When during adoration, I repeated the word of prayer, Holy God, several times, a vivid presence of God suddenly swept over me, and I was caught up in spirits before the majesty of God. I saw how the angels and the saints of the Lord give glory to God. The glory of God is so great that I dare not try to describe it, because I will not be able to do so. And so I think that what I have written is all that is. Saints, Paul, to understand now why you did not want to describe heaven, but only say that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. So St. Paul experienced heaven also. He can explain. It's just something necessary. So she is the same. She has experienced kind of heavenly joy, but she cannot explain. Yes, that is indeed so. And all that has come forth from God returns to him in the same way and give him perfect glory. Now I have seen the way in which I adore God. Oh, how miserable it is. You know, even him herself, she already much concentrated, much centered in her prayer. She finds herself after this little experience of heaven, she said, so miserable. She thought it might be in the past, already very saintly, holy way. No way, not yet. Now I have seen the way in which I adore God. Oh, how miserable it is. And what a tiny drop it is in comparison to that perfect heavenly glory. Oh my God, how good you are to accept her praise as well, and to turn your face to me with kindness and let us know that our prayer is pleasing to you. Even our prayer is so miserable, you can find God is very pleasing to us. If a misery, your comparison. If you human being, if people present you something is not perfect, you put it away, right? But God is no. Write down everything, Jesus said. Write down everything that occurs to you regarding my goodness. I answered, what do you mean, Lord? What if I write too much? She's already so much she wrote in all these years, all here in her diary. And the Lord replied, my daughter, even if you were to speak at the same time in all human and angelic tongues, even then you would not have said very much, but on the contrary, you would have sung in only a small measure of the praises of my goodness, of my unfathomable mercy. So even she wrote so much, just a little drop to the glory of God, not enough. So don't say I speak enough, praise enough, love enough. Just one drop into the ocean. Oh my Jesus, yourself must put words into my mouth that I may praise you worthily. That's her reflection. How can you, you know, it's so big, so we are so little. How can you praise the Lord with a human mouth so little? She said, that's why she said, oh my Jesus, you yourself must put words into my mouth that I may praise you worthily. Then she says, my daughter, be at peace. Be at peace. Do as I tell you. Your thoughts are united to my thoughts. So write whatever comes to your mind. If we are one with the Lord, whatever you think, it's come from the Lord. But first of all, we must have a full unity with the Lord. Even for you, you will say, tell Jesus, no, I don't know what to tell you. Remember, he will put his word into your mouth. But first of all, your heart, but be one with his heart first. You are the secretary of mercy. I've chosen you for that office in this life and the next life. So Jesus, so for sinners today, he's still secretary of the mercy of Jesus in heaven. So don't worry to ask her to pray for intercession. She's doing this. She's now a general secretary. That is how I want it to be, in spite of all the opposition they will give you. Know that my choice will not change. Jesus will not change his choice. That's interesting, eh? Jesus never say, I chose Judas, and Judas betrayed him. He never says no, sorry. No? After Judas left, he never say anything against Judas. Just expecting him to just come face to face, eye to eye. Peter has a very special grace. Even he betrayed Jesus 3 times. At the end, when he came out from the house of the high priest, his eyes look at the eyes of Jesus. And that's where his confession comes from. Then he went out crying. You see, eye to eye with Jesus, or heart to heart. When he say eye to eye means heart to heart and convert. And Jesus really, really, really sorry for Judas because he didn't come back. He knows that he did wrong. You know, he knows. That's why he put back the 30 cents, the $30 to the high priest. But he didn't come back. He would hang himself in despair. That's the point. Jesus is merciful. That's a big lesson, no, for us. Trust all the time. Even though you commit a very serious sin, don't go away. Come back to Jesus. Look at his eyes. He is waiting for you. He said in the confessional, he's waiting. He's always waiting for us. My choice will not change. If Jesus chose you, you're always chosen. Don't tell yourself, oh, I've lived my life so bad all these years. I don't think Jesus loves me anymore or as much as before. No way. Jesus loves you more than before because you are bad. Right? I come for the lost sheep, not for the 99. He put on the 99 for, you know, he said, one sinner repent, more joy in heaven than the 99. It's very beautiful. At that moment, I steeped myself in profound humility before God's majesty. And the more I humbled myself, the more God's presence penetrates me, you know. She really feel God is so great. She thought she already good. But just compare a little experience of this heavenly taste. She find herself, retrieve herself. Oh Jesus, my only solace, how frightful is this exile? How terrible this wilderness I have to cross. My soul is struggling through a terrible thicket of all kinds of difficulties. If you yourself did not support me, Lord, there would be no thought of my moving forward. That's her humility. You know, she lives really the saint's life already in the common. She lived really, really well. But she finds herself so terrible. As I was praying the next day, as I was praying to the living heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament for the intention of a certain priest, Jesus suddenly gave me knowledge of his goodness and said to me, I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. So might be the priest asking for the grace to help him to do something very important. Then Jesus says, I will give him nothing that is beyond his strength. Although he might have some pain, something, he has sufficient grace. Okay, today, for today, it's beautiful. So keep this in mind. Believe always in the mercy of Jesus. The mercy, you know, and ask Faustina to help us to understand Jesus now. It's more than we think.